Roman numeral number 2. We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in the newness of life. Romans 6:4. A. Our old man has been crucified with Christ, and it has been buried with him through baptism into death. 6. Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin as slaves. B. In the natural realm, a person first dies and then is buried. But Paul's word indicates that in the spiritual realm, we are first buried and then die. C. We do not die directly. We enter into Christ's death through baptism. D. Christ and his death are one. E. Apart from Christ, we could never be baptized into his death, for the element of his effective death is found only in him, the resurrected, all-inclusive one. F. The glory of the Father in Romans 6:4 refers to the manifestation of divinity. G. After baptism, we become a new person in the resurrection. H. Resurrection is not only a future state, it is also a present process. I. To walk in newness of life means to live today in the realm of resurrection and to reign in life. Romans 5:17. Much more, those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. J. This kind of living deals with all that is of Adam in us until we are fully transformed and conformed to the image of Christ.